How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thank you. Now, does anyone ever pronounce your name McCurdy? Has anyone?
Yeah, that's happened before.
Okay, good.
What do you think of those types of people?
They probably struggle with reading.
Bingo.
You described Fred to a T.
Bingo.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a fun time right now getting back. All the guys were having fun working out and pushing each other. So
yeah.
First week is always tough getting back into it.
Yep, but it's good to see the guys and,
yeah,
and all
definitely.
That. Yep, good.
Now, I have a serious question for you, very serious question. About a year ago, went down to New Jersey with our film crew, went to your house. You hosted us. Your brother was there. You were doing your fundraiser for the sickle cell event, which you raised quite a bit of money, mm-hmm. right? You're doing that again this year, right?
Yeah.
Now, my question is, at the time, you had a really intense bet going on with Jason, and you were beating him, last I heard.
Yeah,
you were beating him. Did you beat him?
Yeah, I beat him.
The important question here is, did he follow through
on the bet? He's coming before training.
So he hasn't done it yet?
Nah, because by the time the fundraiser was the end of June,
mm-hmm.
so by the time to try to set it up before training camp took mm-hmm. off for him was going to be too tough, and then he got married this offseason, so...
But he is going to do it?
Well, yeah, we're going to get him.
So what's
before.
The bet?
Yeah, describe the payoff. What's the payoff?
We'll have a new Pat Patriot for a day.
Oh!
No one will be able to see, but it'll be Jason McCourty being Pat Patriot for a day.
And he's going to be out great. In public, though,
yeah,
right?
We got to pick the location. Maybe a Patriot place. Let everyone come out and take pictures with Jason.
Oh, that's great.
And it's the real Pat Patriot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get up. So it's going to stink, and he's going to be in there all day.
Yeah. I told him the best thing is he'll be able to be a Patriot for a day.
That's right. At least you get a taste of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
But you're doing the fundraiser now again this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Tell us what that's all about.
It's tacklesicklecell.org. It's a fundraiser and a foundation that we set up for sickle cell just to bring awareness and try to raise money. This offseason has been pretty unique for me. I've gotten to go up to Boston Children's Hospital and actually learn about the different advancements that they're doing on the medical and the science part, where I got to go into the lab, see some things under the microscope that they're doing. And June 14th in Jersey City, we're going to have our 5K walk again, and we'll have to create a new challenge. And
I was going to say,
something different.
Double or nothing's
right.
not going to cut
yeah,
it. You're going to have to do something new.
We got to think of something different this time. We might choose to see who wins the race. We might make it a little competitive.
Oh.
I couldn't really race him last year coming off. I had shoulder surgery, so... This year we might see who can actually win this 5K, but it's been a great experience just to be a part of the sickle cell and try to help raise awareness. We've gotten to meet so many people, and so many different people have come up to us and tell us how much they really appreciate it. So it's been a blessing just to be a part of it.
And is there a website for the event?
Yeah, tacklesicklecell.org. You can come if you want to run. You can decide to get your own team and go run. If you just want to donate to either me or Jay's side, or if you want to donate to another team, somebody that's already in it, you can do any of that. It's in Jersey City. So last year was really cool. We had a great day. We had a DJ playing. We had food. So everyone got to come out and have a pretty good time.
And Jersey City is a great place these days.
Yeah, you can look over the water, see the,
right.
The skyline, see New York
City.
Well,
that was the Super Bowl host hotels were in Jersey City, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So tacklesicklecell.org.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but they're making tremendous strides and feel like they're on the cusp of...
Yeah, I was really amazed, you know, being a disease where, you know, a lot of people had so many questions, but there weren't many answers. And just talking to the doctors, they've kind of figured out, you know, how the disease kind of passes along from your mom and dad and, you know, you have it, and you don't really have it for, you know, they said between the first 6 months to a year. And then they said once the things change and you kind of get your adult genes that you're going to have and you leave the fetal, they said that's when you really start to have your different blood cells, which they become sickle, and mm-hmm. that's when you really start to have the problem. So I was talking to one of the doctors, Matt Hanley. He's a really cool guy, and he's like, the thing is, you know, we've cured a lot of rats. He said, now the thing is just trying to cure some humans. And
right.
Just being around them for, I think I was down there for 2 days for a couple hours. It was exciting. They're really cool people. They're working hard. And it's always good when you see people in their professions. And, you know, as hard as we work here, you see others doing it to do something way bigger than football. So I had a lot of fun.
And you chose that cause because it's something very personal for you guys, right?
Yes, my aunt and my uncle have it, and my aunt was so excited this offseason. I went down to Orlando when Jay went down for the NFL Players Association meeting. I went down, and she lives in Orlando, and she got to meet my niece, and you know, the first thing she looked and she was like, wow, another generation. And for her, she never really thought she would see another generation when she was growing up. They told her she wouldn't live past 35, and now she's 63 years old.
So, wow.
She's just amazed by all the little things. And then when she got to go to the wedding last weekend, she had such a good time. So it's great. You know, she has fun, and she's so proud of us, you know, not just for football, but to take part in this and take an initiative. She always calls us and tells us about it. And our goal this year is trying to get her from Florida down. Last year she was going to come, but she kind of had a little setback. She had a crisis, so it was tougher. And it's tougher to travel. She has oxygen 24/7, so we're going to try to make it possible to get her here.
Are the advancements that are being made medically, or maybe they don't know this yet, but would they be able to help someone of your aunt's age or at that stage in the disease?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They said that's the toughest part right now, just trying to figure it out, you know, with babies. And they said one of the great things that they're, why people are living a lot longer, is because of what they're able to test as soon as you're born. They're able to find out right away if you have it. And they said in the beginning that was a tough part, but they said, you know, the goal right now is they're trying to see if they can take it up from babies and then try to work their way up. They said it's going to be really tough to do it, and people that are older. And, you know, they said, but the exciting part is they've gotten people into their 20s and into college, and they've been able to live long lives after.
Well, that's great. Well, I think all the Patriots Nation's proud of you, not just your family.
Oh, yeah.
So good work.
Yeah, it's been a great amount of support. That's why I killed Jason last year. We had a lot of support in the New England area. A lot of people jumped on the website, and if they couldn't make it, they donated. We even had some people that traveled down from Massachusetts to take part in it. So the support that I've gotten from here has been superb.
Right. So again, tacklesicklecell.org is how you get involved, get in the race, just give money, just support the whole cause. That's great. Yeah. So
speaking of support, you're going to get some on the football field. What do you think of Darrell Revis joining the team?
It's been exciting, you know, with Revis coming in and Browner. Those two guys have played a lot of good football in their career, so getting them here, you know, it's going to be exciting. I think the focus for us as a group, you know, not just those two guys, but, you know, we had some guys, you know, with Steve and Akib leaving last year. You got to start working on that. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are on paper. So I think the exciting thing is we have a lot of hard workers here and guys that are willing to put in the work. And the first week, you know, we've all been tested already early, and guys are pushing each other, getting through the workout. So that's what's exciting to me, you know, as a guy that's been here going in my fifth year, seeing a younger group with some veteran leaders and guys that are all hungry to go out there and win as a team. So it's been really really good to have those guys in here. They're working hard with us, and we're ready to go. We're focused on trying to get better with the time we have.
Schedule came out last night. The league makes a big deal about it, and the fans get really excited. They anticipate it. As a player, are you on the edge of your seat waiting for the schedule? Do you, you know, whatever?
Not really. I mean, once your opponents come out, you know you're going to play.
Right.
For us, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we'll probably look to see when the bye week is. You see where that is, and that kind of always lets you know kind of how the season will go, different pushes you have in the season.
Usually it's November 9th, by the way.
Yeah. Usually depend on a bye week. I think for us, you know, really myself, I get more excited when the preseason schedule comes out because, you know, that's what you work first towards, you know. For as soon as you get into training camp, you're not working, you know, you're working towards, you know, now we have Miami week one. But,
right,
you know, the goal for us as players is to be ready for that first preseason game. So that's always exciting. And then I guess when the schedule gets really released, you start texting and calling the different guys on teams, you know, talking a little trash. So my first text went to Tyquan for our preseason matchup week three. That's like one of my closest friends. So it's always exciting.
Not Brandon Spikes up in Buffalo. I mean, he thinks he's going to beat us twice. You know,
yeah,
so.
I've heard a lot about it. I haven't seen much of it. But, you know, Spikes is always a guy that's been outspoken. he goes out there and he plays hard. So
yeah.
I didn't expect anything different when he went to Buffalo, but I know he'll be ready to go for that game.
Does he just like to stir the pot? It seems like he like, tries to just get a reaction sometimes on Twitter and then kind of just enjoy it, play with it.
I think the thing is you learn about Spikes is he's always just being who he is.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't go on there just to do it to, like, see if everyone will love him or hate him. He just – that's just Spikes. You know, we'll be in the locker – we used to be in the locker room and, you know, someone – it'll be – maybe 20 to 25 people have an opinion, and Spikes might be the one guy with a totally different opinion. That's just who he is all the time. So I think he's just being himself, and I'm happy for him that, you know, he's happy, and it'll be exciting playing against him, though. He's a guy that I love playing with, and it'll be a little different.
I'm waiting for a Mankins and Spikes potential fight. You think there's a chance of that happening? A little shoving and pushing maybe after a play?
You never know. Those are two passionate, physical players. Yeah.
Also, who do we need to look out for from Rutgers this year?
good question, Eric. Yeah.
I probably think the top guy would probably be Brandon Coleman coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on the Patriots radar.
Right.
I usually don't really jump in until, you know, the night
right.
before.
Right. Right. Yeah, I see. I jump in. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
when
right,
I really
right.
get hands
and
on.
And draft day, obviously.
Exactly. I let those guys, they do a great job of doing all that. I just jump in late and, you know, tell the guys, you know, this Rutgers guy, he'll be a good guy. But, no, I think I've gotten to work with him a little bit.
He's while big, he was right? At, he's like,
yeah. Yeah, he's like 6'6". Yeah. He runs pretty well. And
can you cover him?
Yeah, I can cover him. No, but what I loved about him, and I think while he'll be a really good NFL wide receiver, is his work ethic. You know, I remember going back there when he was there with, you know, Logan, Sanu. Those guys were putting so much work going against each other and trying to get better. I'm excited just to see him get his foot in the door and get on the field and just start playing.
Right. What did you have to say to Patrick when you first saw him returning?
I texted him. I told him, welcome back. Pat loved it here, and it's good. You know, he'll be back here. He's a guy I think that, you know, brings a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and he's like the Energizer Bunny on the field and workout. So it's really good to have him back here, and I think it adds another veteran leader. I think he's a guy that, you know, there's a little things that have changed in the defense since he was here last, but he'll pick that up right in stride, and he'll be another guy that can, you know, teach the younger guys and motivate them and keep them going. So it's always good having good veteran football players.
So your brother came to the NFL first, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got married first. He got his contract
first.
I wasn't
trying to win that race.
So are all these, you got to catch up to him in some of these things. You feel like you're kind of playing catch up here?
Yeah, we go back and forth. See, he has a little lead on me with the contract, but I mean, he got drafted first, but then I got drafted higher. So,
yeah.
I mean, he has a new contract, but I'm on a better team. So,
right.
He's still.
And inflation, your contract
right.
might be bigger when it comes. And
so,
kinda...
I still feel like he's still trailing me a little bit.
So, you're the turtle that wins the race.
Exactly.
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
Plus, being an uncle is pretty cool, too.
Yeah. It's the
you can have fun, and then you can leave if you need to,
exactly.
if anything gets messy
and,
or.
I mean, they finally got me into changing diapers now, so I really feel like a true
boy or a
uncle.
Girl.
It's a girl.
Oh yeah, that's
so. I feel
that's
like
a different
a true
beast
uncle.
Too.
Oh, it took a year.
Does the funny face thing still make her laugh?
Yeah. The funniest thing is the confusion she gets since I went down there.
right.
I'm not always around, but I went down for a week before the wedding. So they started, since they had a new coach, they already started their
right,
workouts.
Yep, mm-hmm.
So he would leave early in the morning, but by the time, you know, her day got going and I would come downstairs, she would think like dad's here with me all day. And one day when he came back in, we were sitting in the living room and she was just, look at him, look at me. She did it about four times. Then she looked at her mom, and she was so confused.
And her mom's like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, her mom doesn't have that problem. Right?
No, she can tell us apart easily.
Okay.
She can tell us apart.
All right. Well, Devin, I know you got things to do. You guys are in the middle of OTA, but we do appreciate you coming by, stopping in.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being here.
Okay,
and
great.
Give it again one more time, the website, Tackle. No.
TackleSickleCell.org.
Okay.
Because
right. you got to beat Jason again.
Beat Jason again.
All right,
Devin
McCourty. And we didn't even make fun of the, what is it, buttercream? That's all the commercials.
The commercial.
Your acting in those might need a little tweaking, the cocoa butter. I mean,
you get any more offers after that? You get any down the road? No.
Scripts didn't start flying in.
No. So we still have some work.
Did you get to keep the cheerleader that you caught?
No, we didn't get to.
You didn't nothing for that.
It was lucky for him since he got married a little bit after.
That's right.
I see a lot of that stuff in your locker, though.
I've always got it.
Your lifetime supply.
He's not just a spokesman.
Right.
He's a
I hook the defensive backs up, too, so I make sure we don't have no ashy elbows or kneecaps.
That's right.
And boy.
All right.
Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a break. Devin McCourty joining us. We'll be right back after this.